Hey guys, are you ready to transform your mind so you can transform your life? Coach Mirna brings you one-on-one coaching and expert guests weekly to help you to grow. Because happiness is the progressive realization of a worthy goal.
Looking for personal growth? Let's do it.
Whether you're a garage entrepreneur or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to start, run, and grow your business without the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling superfood smoothies or offering organic omega-3s, Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform got you covered. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform to take your business to the next level today.
Are you aware of the revolution that has taken place in fasting that helps weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health? Well, it's called Prolong. Prolong is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. And all this starts with Prolong's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Right now, Prolong is offering Transform Your Mind listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonglife.com/transform for this special offer.
Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Marty Young, and sitting in the guest chair today is Valerie Gagas. Valerie and I are going to be talking on the topic, how to find our true selves in the deep shit. Now, I didn't say the other word, it's shit.
We're
going to be talking about the same kind of thing, just we're saying it nicely. So stick around until the end, because, you know, a lot of us go through shifts in life, and what Valerie's going to be teaching us, when something happens, then how do you shift into it? How do you become the new you? So welcome, Valerie.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, we had a great conversation before the show, before we pressed record, so we were already bonding. So nice having you in the show. All right. Let's give you guys a short introduction to Valerie. Valerie Gagas is a speaker, transformational life coach, and author who specializes in helping people gain a deeper understanding of who they are so they can genuinely thrive and unleash their magic more fully. She has worked alongside the David Lynch Foundation and Oprah Winfrey, speaking to large groups nationwide about meditation and the benefits of expanding consciousness, and has contributed to Tribe Global Spirituality and Health. Valerie is the author of In Deep Shift, Riding the Waves of Change to Find Peace, Fulfillment, and Freedom. In the book, Gagas walks readers through the journey from the moment when shit really hits the fan to return to the world as a changed human. She offers research-driven insights, stories, practices, and journal exercises to help embrace change as a gateway to awakening, reframe the hard times, and ultimately learn to become a natural shifter who can flow gracefully with whatever life throws at you. Yes, like I said in my introduction, we're all going to have stuff thrown at us. And, you know, the trick is to learn to bounce back or learn how to become a new human. So, Valerie, I always like to start off my interviews by understanding your journey to where you are today. Can you share your story of your own deep shift after the loss of your mother? I understand it. You struggled with depression and despair after that loss.
Yeah, that was definitely like the big kahuna of deep shifts for my life when I lost my mom. Growing up, you know, I was a really happy, well-adjusted kid, you know, through my 20s, everything was fine. Now, when I was 20 years old, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She was definitely my best friend. I consider her my soulmate. And so when she was diagnosed, initially they gave her 6 months to live. And through what I consider a miracle, she got into a trial. We were at the University of Chicago. They got her into a trial and the medicine worked. So she ended up living for 14 years, but wow. For 14 years, you know, it was many, many, many chemo treatments, radiation, surgeries. Like, the cancer never went away because it was stage 4 and they never completely cured it. So there was like always something going on. And I felt like I was giving her as much of my energy as humanly possible. Like, my goal was to keep her on this earth. So a lot of energy went to keeping her healthy and happy. And in the end, you know, she passed away. And I think all those years of pushing and pushing, like, it finally just broke me when I lost her. And I got really sick. I was super depressed. I couldn't work. I wasn't leaving my house. I felt suicidal. It was very, very troubling time. I'd never experienced that level of pain and sorrow ever in my life. So long story short, I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. I'm going to a therapist 3 times a week. You know, of course, I have my friends and family around me, but it was like, it felt like I was just surrounded by darkness. I just couldn't find my way out of it. And through a friend, they suggested that I learn how to meditate because I also wasn't sleeping. I had so much anxiety that I couldn't sleep at night. And off I went to learn transcendental meditation, which you're taught by an instructor. And in one meditation, I went from suicidal to an absolute state of ecstasy, and I never looked back. I mean, it was that was a full out miracle, really. So that was my first rodeo with a deep shift, and it completely changed who I was as a person.
Wow. What do you think happened in that meditation? Did you go inward to you and find your strength? Did you have to let go of your mom?
I went so far, so deep into my soul, into my own being. I didn't even know that place existed. And in that space, it was like an ocean of peace, just another level of consciousness that I did not know I had access to. And even dipping into that water for, you know, 20 minutes, that first day I learned to meditate, when I opened my eyes, I was a different person. So I think it's a combination of accessing something inside of myself that I didn't have access to before and literally experiencing a miracle. I mean, I have no other explanation for that.
Well, I know the explanation, but you got to source.
And I got to source. And it was that quick.
Yeah. You touched God. So
I did.
That's how he works.
Yeah, I did. I touched God. And when I opened my eyes, I actually described it as seeing with God's eyes.
Yes, exactly. That's where that peace and that beauty comes from. And, you know, I listened to, or read, I should say, even though I read it in Audible, Will Smith experienced something like that with ayahuasca.
Mm.
So he talked about, you know, reaching deep inside his soul and whatever. So it's, yeah, so that's beautiful. So you came out of that with peace, and immediately your depression and your despair, was removed. How do you, you know, right now in the book, is that how you're teaching people to get there?
Well, you know, that's just my story. There's many, many paths to having experiences like that. People do ayahuasca. People have near-death experiences. People have spontaneous awakenings. I mean, there's different pathways. So I went on to explain what happened to me just to give people some idea of like kind of the mechanics, how it works if you are on the path of meditation, which that's what happened to me. Didn't know anything about it, had zero expectations, did not even know that this was in the realm of possibilities for a human being to have something like this happen to them. So, you know, once I got past the absolute shock of becoming a new person in 20 minutes, it took me years of really incorporating this into my life, this new way of being. It took talking to a lot of different teachers and people with more experience than me, you know, reading. And then I finally got it. It's just, I experienced this thing of touching God inside of myself. And then I had to work to be this new being in the world. And that does not just come naturally. Like, you have to make an adjustment. So the book is really about, when you do have experiences like this and you shift and you are a different person, how do you handle every area of your life? Because everything is going to be different to you. It's not only one thing, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah. That is great. So that's good to transition into a question I had here. So after a deep shift, how do we find a freedom from troubling distractions and anxiety about the future? So let's keep talking about your story. So, you know, you love, and by the way, you know, I have a really, really close relationship with my daughter. It's, we're born in the same day. We're like soulmates. We're like, and I can just imagine that, you know, if something was to happen to me, she would have that same kind of response. So, and maybe she would have anxiety about the future as well. You know, what happens when I need my mom kind of thing. So, how do you, how do we find freedom and learn it to embrace the possibilities in our future?
I think when you have an experience like this, you have a deeper understanding of the unseen world, questions that maybe you would have before you kind of already know the answers to them. It's not something that you can, you know, learn in a classroom or read in a book. It's like an inner knowing that I think is built into all of our cells. And when you have an experience like this, you understand things like death. You know, you understand the deep questions that people ask themselves, and it's kind of spontaneous. And so that helped me a lot come to terms with her death. I also started having experiences where I was able to communicate with her. So I understood that she wasn't actually gone, and that helped me tremendously. And these types of kind of supernatural, I don't even like to call them that, but they are supernatural experiences, became a more like common occurrence with me. So I didn't have the same questions that I used to have because I had a deeper understanding of like the mechanics of how everything was working.
Okay. How did you communicate with your mom? You went to a medium or you just learned to feel her?
I started, she started coming to me in my dreams, but they were very, very clear dreams. It wasn't like your normal dream. She was giving me information. She was guiding me, and there was no, I mean, I had a vision of her with Christ. I mean, I had all sorts of things happen to me that were clear as day. So it's not even something I questioned. I just knew that I had kind of crossed over where I could communicate with her and other people that had passed away in my life.
Wow. So your shift opened you up also to being, it shifted your energy a little bit, you know, for you to be able to, in order for you to communicate. Because one of the things I know is that spirit has a higher frequency than us. In order for us to communicate with them, either they have to lower their frequency or you have to raise yours. So I think what happened with you is because, let's keep going with what we're saying, you're able to touch God, your frequency changed. So that's beautiful. But all right, so let's bridge it now to someone else that has had a deep shift about maybe not necessarily, you know, loss of a loved one, but maybe a loss of a job, or there's lots of different shifts. So do they all have to go through this transcendental meditation or being able to go to the next level as far as spirituality, or can they learn how to do the shift, like, you know, just accepting things that come to them. Tell me about that part.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. This allergy season has been tough for me. The pollen number was the highest it's been in over 3 years. My nose was stuffed up, then it was running. I had the awful nasal drip in my throat and the sneezing. I was miserable. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. If you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. These days, a lot of people are learning about the benefits of fasting, like weight loss and gut health, but can't do the not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolong was created. Prolong is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute, Prolong helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolong isn't a diet. It is science. Science-based and Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And all this starts with Prolong's 5-day program that includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. When I first heard about Prolong, I was so excited to try it because I know that fast over 3 days allows your body to get to autophagy, which is where the body recycles and resets. But I can never fast for 3 days on my own. I was able to do a 5-day fast with Prolong without ever feeling hungry. The first day, my fasting glucose levels were down 20 points, and by day 5, I had lost 6 pounds. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolong to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolong is offering Transform Your Mind listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonglife.com/transform. That's prolonglife.com/transform for this special offer. That's prolonglife.com/transform. This new year, take your business to the next level with a Shopify online store. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing. However you cha-ching. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort, thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform,
all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in.
I think that all of these deep, now not little shifts, but these deep shifts that we all experience in our lives, and maybe it's only two or three times in your entire life, I feel like they're tailor-made for each one of us. And so if you are a person that is extremely attached to money, like, and you care about that more than anything, there's a good chance you're probably going to lose all your money. Or maybe you're going to get divorced, or maybe you're going to get cancer, or maybe you're going to lose someone you love. We're all different. There's 8 billion people in the world. So it's like something different is going to happen to each one of us, but it will, in a way, break us. I like the idea of like dying before you die. And I think when you lose everything or you experience tragedy like that in your life, it breaks you in a way and it breaks you open. And that's your opportunity to shine.
Okay. That's true. Yes. You die.
And you don't have, it doesn't have to be meditation or anything like that. It's just the door has been open for you to walk through it and enter into a new existence. And it's up to you if you're going to take that route or if you're going to be destructive.
Okay. So, all right. So how can we become a natural shifter whenever life throws something at us? You've mentioned quite a nice list there for a minute. You lose all your money. Are we shifting to understand that money is not all? Are we, walk us through how do we become natural shifters, whatever life throws at us.
I mean, at some point, I think that you don't even have to be thinking that much. You're like, you're being guided and it becomes obvious to you that you're kind of being like pushed in a new direction, and you can either fight that or you can flow with your destiny. I mean, you can't fight God, you know? So I think part of this is learning to accept, surrender, and understand that like you really aren't in control. And I think after a while, you get really tired of getting batted around and you start to surrender a little bit. And I think that's when life becomes pretty magical because like my mom always told me, God has a way better plan than you could ever dream up in your own life. So let go and let God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my favorite sayings as well. All right, so tell us about your book, and maybe go into some details about how you teach people to ride the waves of change to find their peace, fulfillment, and freedom. By the way, that's what your book is called, In Deep Shift: Riding the Waves of Change to Find Peace, Fulfillment, and Freedom. So, talk to us about how do we find our true selves in the deep shift, which is our topic today?
I mean, I think unfortunately, as human beings, we're like a little bit dense. And so we have to really, get knocked down to pay attention. And I think it's these situations in our lives that really make us stop and take a good hard look at our lives. That's when the change occurs. And at some point, you do start to understand, like, wait, I am not driving the bus here. I have to let go a little bit. And then you start riding that wave because you kind of take what comes. You're not trying to control it. It's not controlling you. You're kind of in sync with the world, with the universe, what's happening. And you give your trust to something that's much larger than yourself. And that's when I think things get interesting. You become more peaceful. You're just in a flow with life. And I think that's, in my humble opinion, the best way to live, because then you're connected. You're just going along. There's no trying to control things. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. You can't stop life. People are going to die. People are going to get sick. You're going to lose your job. Things are going to happen. You can't control that. And the sooner you figure that out, the better.
Okay. So that's basically your message, acceptance.
acceptance, surrender, and using these opportunities to open your eyes and be like, okay, this is what's going on. And what I did before isn't working for me anymore. It's how we grow. It's how we learn. I didn't make the rules, but you know, it just seems like that's how it unfolds in most people's lives.
Yeah. That seems how it works for everybody. So tell us, why did you write your book and what do you hope people to walk away with after reading?
I feel like this process can be pretty confusing, especially if you're surrounded by people that don't really understand what this is. And I just wanted to write like a very clear, easy book on these are some of the steps that I took. This is what you can do to make the situation easier and to start trusting yourself, because it is going to be confusing. And there'll be people around you, like your close friends and family, that won't understand when you are a changed person. And that can be very overwhelming on top of trying to deal with like seeing the whole world in a different way. It's a lot. So I just wanted to help guide people a little bit and make them feel like, okay, well, there's one person in the world that understands this.
God?
I'm sorry?
God?
God understands. But for me, I understand. I went through it. And it's like, I can clearly write about it. It feels... Now I've had 11 years or almost 12 since this occurrence, and I feel like I have a really good handle on this process, and I just felt like I could help people, so I gave it a shot.
Well, that's good. So awesome. So you talk about the steps that they can go through, and it's a word, you know, the deep shift when shit hits the fan. I got that. All right. So how can listeners get a copy of your book? Connect with you, give us your website, if you're in social media.
My book is in all bookstores, Barnes & Noble, smaller bookstores. It's on Amazon. My social media and my website is just my name, ValerieGangas.com. I'm pretty active on Instagram. And yeah, just Google my name and there I am.
All right. So your social handles are your name.
Well, that's yep. Easy. Okay. That's how I like everything. Easy.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, listen. So today we're talking about how to find your true selves when, you know, the deep shift or, you know, when shit hits the fan kind of thing. So like Valerie said, it could be, you know, her shift happened when she lost her mom and she stumbled on to transcendental meditation. But the outcome of all that is that her shift happened when she went inside. So mm-hmm. you can go inside by meditation. You can go inside by, you know, maybe having a coach that can, you know, steer you in that direction to understand your true self. But the message today is in order for you to shift, that's what you have to do. In order for you to shift from maybe placing blame, like she said, everybody dies, everybody loses stuff. If you're in this world, then things are going to happen to you. You're going to have some loss. You're going to have some debt. And that basically means that you are still alive. You are still living, right? If you don't want any problems, then you're going to be dead, right?
That's right. That's right. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah, that's one of our sayings, you know, you don't want any problems. And then you go 6 feet under, right? 6 feet under. So, but yes, so that is one way for you to make the shift, right? And, I mean, a lot of you are not going to experience transcendental meditation, but any kind of meditation, you know, music, anything that allows you to feel and to connect with yourself, connect with source, connect with God. Nature helps you to do that, which is I immerse myself in nature every day and I commune with the trees and things like that. And you open yourself up to shifting from blame and, you know, depression and despair to loving life and loving yourself and loving the fact that you are still alive, right? And that you've got work to do.
100%.
Yes. So I want to thank Valerie for coming on the show today and just expanding her consciousness on that when things happen to you, that is your time, as she said, to open up. You know, a lot of times in my country, they say God sometimes breaks you down before he builds you back up, or you have to break it down. So when things happen and you feel that you're broken, then that is the time for you to see what comes out. And that's when you're able to make that shift.
Yeah.
Thank you, Valerie, for coming on and telling us about your book, In Deep Shift, Riding the Waves of Change to Find Peace, Fulfillment, and Freedom. Go ahead and pick up a copy of Valerie's book on Amazon and wherever you get your books. And also, you can, as she said, her website is her name, ValerieGangas.com. Follow her on social media. I'm pretty sure she'll probably give out some little tokens on you to be a natural shifter, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Which is your message, right? Which is your message. All right. One of the things before we wrap up is that you talked about Oprah Winfrey. How did we miss that? You talked with Oprah Winfrey and you said that Oprah Winfrey loves your teaching on consciousness. You want to share that with us before we wrap up?
Yeah. So it was just the timing of it all. When I learned to meditate, my meditation teacher was connected to the David Lynch Foundation. It's a foundation that brings meditation to like veterans and people that need it that maybe can't afford it. And at the time, Oprah had decided that she wanted her Chicago location, New York and Los Angeles, everybody learn how to meditate. She had learned, she really liked it. And so she wanted to bring it into the company. And again, I wasn't working when I learned to meditate, and I had such a profound experience that my teacher asked me if I would like to work with them at the studio. And at first I said no, and then I thought about it, and then I ended up saying yes, and I worked there for 2 years. So I was basically on hand to talk to people before they learned to meditate and then after they learned to meditate, because people were having shifts in consciousness, maybe not to the level that I did, because not everyone was at that level of despair. So, but there was definitely changes happening, and I would talk to all the staff members and lead the meditations and just was basically on hand as a person to talk to. And at the same time, I was going into other corporations. We were at medical schools. There was tons of people learning this type of meditation. And then I did, you know, all my speaking events and ended up writing my first book. So that was kind of like, I just fell into it. Again, it was like, it showed up. I said yes. And then it was like, not only do I have a new life, I have a new career and a new path. So that's...
Do you teach it right now? Do you teach transcendental meditation?
I never became a teacher. I just talk about it and the experiences you can have. And I always tell people this meditation found me and it worked for me and it was great. But like, you have to do what's right for you. Like, it just showed up in my life and I said yes, but something else might show up in your life. And as long as you pursue something, like the only way out is in, right?
You have. Oh, I love that.
That's yes. It.
It is very true.
It's true. That's it. So whatever you need to do that's right for you, like just do that thing. I'm not married to one thing or another. This is just what happened to me.
Yes, yes, yes. And it shifted you. And yeah, hey, what you learn, you teach, right?
That's right.
That's a great way to wrap up the show by the only way out is in.
Ah, yeah, that's it. No, there's nowhere else to run. That's it.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. All right, guys, but listen, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of To Transform Your Mind, To Transform Your Life. Thank you, Valerie, for being on the show and expanding our consciousness about meditation, the deep shift, how to shift when, you know, shit hits the fan, as we want to say, and learn to go in,
with it.
you'll be amazed at what you find.
Well, you find everything.
Yes, not all of us is going to be able to touch God, but we can get close, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, we can get close. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you for tuning in. Valerie, any last words?
Just thank you for having me on the show, and thanks for a great conversation.
Yes, you're very welcome. All right, guys, listen, if you're listening to this on iTunes, we'd love for you to rate and review. If you're watching this on YouTube, we'd love for you to subscribe. And until next time, namaste.